Look, when we see this question here, what should scream out at us is his heart rate of 36. We're like, wait, what the fuck? Like, is that actually his heart rate? Or so he's got a blood pressure of 96 on 60, which is borderline hypotensive. It's technically acceptable, but his heart rate is clearly 36 and too low. And then they tell you that a pacemaker is recommended as the next best step in management. So if you know that a pacemaker is the appropriate treatment for third degree heart block, and that heart block at third degree level is classically a heart rate of 30, 35, 40, which is the ventricular escape rhythm, then we know right away this is just handing us the diagnosis of third degree heart block. Okay. So this is more just a pass level, basic cardio question of do you know your basic heart block types? Okay. So first degree heart block, choice A, that's going to be characterized by a PR interval greater than 200 milliseconds. And choice B, Mobitz type 1, aka Wenke back, that's the answer when you have a gradual prolongation of the PR interval followed by a drop of the QRS complex. Mobitz type 2, that's when we do not have a gradual prolongation of the PR interval and then a random drop of the QRS complex. And then third degree heart block, that's when we have a very slow ventricular escape rhythm of 30, 35 to 40. And on an ECG, we'd also see no relationship between the P waves and the QRS complexes. So Mobitz type 2, that is high risk of progression into third degree heart block. You need to know that Mobitz type 2 and third degree heart block are treated with pacemaker. First degree heart block and Mobitz type 1 are observed when they're asymptomatic. On the USMLE, you're just going to observe first degree heart block and Wenke back, and you're going to answer pacemaker for Mobitz type 2 and third degree heart block. And then fourth degree heart block, that's nothing. I was just being an asshole and decided to throw that in there. That's it.